I don't know what's going on in New York City. Like, so they put out recommendations for people that I guess they had a little tiny spike, and I guess they're saying, you know, people are they're getting close, too close to each other. So they're now recommending ways to be close intimately and still follow CDC guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. When I read this, I was like, this can't be real stuff. But it's real stuff, folks. They're going to tell you how to bang without getting COVID-19. Pretty good. I mean, first of all, you should only be banging the person you're quarantined with. Don't be a dirty slut, right? Right?
I mean, whatever, I guess, dude. You got mutual combat. You just
mutual combat.
Yeah, you just sign that piece of paper. You can do whatever you want.
Does make sense. Honestly, with, you know, since the Me Too movement, you should be signing paperwork before you have any one-night stand with anybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
Definitely letters of consent on both sides.
Love
I strongly,
contract.
Strongly recommend.
Remember that was a comedy skit on
yep.
the Chappelle Show?
Yes.
Now that's real.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm glad I'm not single. I'm glad I found the love of my life. But if I was single, 100%, I would have an app on my phone, and I would pull it up and be like, you are consenting to have sex. These are all the things that we're going to do. These are the parts of my body you are absolutely going to be disappointed in. And it'd just be my whole body on there. But yeah, so New York City's health department has taken the surprising step of endorsing glory holes.
Pardon me?
I don't even know if we're allowed to say it on the radio.
Squeeze me?
Glory holes.
Uh-huh.
Now, for people that don't know what a glory hole is, ask Ryan Hoppy. Glory hole is basically like a hole in a wall, and your body parts meet up in the middle of the hole.
Yeah.
I just don't – I guess you can't get COVID through intercourse? I guess.
I don't know, man. Like, they go back and forth on this stuff. The last I heard is that it was not spread that way.
Well, there you go. So – wear a face mask covering, which, you know, I guess if you're in a sex club where glory holes would be, they probably would do that anyway.
Yeah.
Like a masquerade type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a bunch of bandits in there, a bunch of people wearing like bandanas over their face.
One of my favorite genres to consume of pornography.
COVID porn?
No, just the GHs.
Okay.
Yeah. I think because it's just
I've seen
I don't
a couple.
You don't want to see. I don't like seeing dudes. But I also like to see
what
not,
they have.
No,
you like to look at
have.
Penises.
You got to like pretend it's yours.
No,
but I don't want to see like their biceps and glistening.
Yeah.
You know, abs. And stuff,
I got you.
Know?
But you want to see their big glistening.
I don't
penis.
Want to.
Okay.
But you kind of have to in order to you know get the fantasy in your head.
I don't know. A ding dong popping out of a wall is like it's an episode of HGTV I don't want to see. You know, it's like, hey, fixer upper, what's wrong with that drywall? It's penis. I want to imagine it's mine. That one's not the same color as mine. I've seen a couple of the videos, but they're just funny to me. Like, it's not sexy to me. Like, I look
what's
at
your favorite? What's your favorite genre?
I like girls. You know?
Well, duh. I do as well.
I don't know. I like girls that are. This is personal.
You like seeing the guys?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
I like a first person, like a
okay,
and I like it to be a girl that's realistic looking.
Yeah, I dig that too.
I like
a good 5.5 or 6.
Yeah,
something.
I like them a little thick.
Yep.
You know, maybe even a little chubby.
Yeah,
because that is more of something that I've experienced in my life. More than you know, if it's somebody with like big fake boobs and it's just like she's that cliche, daddy. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I'm never getting with someone like that.
Yeah.
So in my head.
You could. You just have to pay a lot of money.
But I don't. It's so fake. Like, in my head, this lady would be rejecting me even in my fantasy. She'd be like, gay, fat, gross. Ew.
Yeah. It's always a distribution. I mean, of like, it's mostly like fives and sixes.
Yeah.
And then there's like a few that sneak in that have low self-esteem or something.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that go in your memory bank that you know, go back to.
Right.
Every once in a while.
Like, I want mine to be like something that can really happen, like a realistic type fantasy. Like, I want it to be, I want the scene to start like something realistic. Like I want to be going through like a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, right? And then like it be
like story with your right. With your, you do.
I mean a little bit.
I'm not surprised by that because you like really weird stuff. You like weird music. You're into like are you like a
weird
Broadway
music? No, not really.
Yeah, you like weird music.
What? No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
like
you
what?
Like Lady Antebellum and
some like couple
and,
couple songs.
What is, what's the other one you said yesterday that I was very unsurprised with?
What
that you liked?
I don't know. I like.
Do
I like
you like to have musical like interludes in your pornography where they sing and dance? And
no,
stuff? No,
no. I just like I'm saying like. Good porn for me. I'm going through like Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, and I get up to the window, and it's a nice little chick, like a little chunky little woman, right? And then, you know, she's like, "Oh, I like your car," and I'm like, "Well, thank you. It's a Kia." Yeah, I like a man that's not afraid to drive a Kia. It shows a lot of confidence, and I'm like, "Yeah, well, it, you know, it's got a lot of room on the inside, and I feel good in it." She's like, that's good.
Describe this woman, please.
She's about 5'5", about 180. Really pretty face. Great teeth. And you could smell her perfume, and it smells like butter cookies from Publix through the drive-thru window. And she's got that cute smile that says, I want you to bang me through this window, right? And then she does what you do to a fat person when you want to win them over. She goes, hey, I put a bagel in your in this bag for you, and it's got strawberry cream cheese on it.
Mm.
It's on me.
Whoa. You know it's on.
Yeah. And then cut to the next scene. I'm at the house, and the doorbell rings, and it's her. She's like, oh, my God, I noticed that we're actually neighbors. And I go, oh, well, that's really nice. Can I help you with anything? She's like, did you eat all of that bagel? And I go, yes, I did. And she goes, great, because I got one more thing for you to eat. Yeah!
It's already got the cream cheese on it.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, ready to go.
And there's no sex. She just gives me a sour cream donut, and I eat it, and then it's the end of the porn.
A sour cream donut?
You never had a sour cream donut?
Oh, yeah. I think. Is
they're
it like
so
a curler looking thing?
Kind of. It's got like some real ridges, but it's round, but it's delicious. It's got glaze on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a glazed donut, but way better. It's like a cake donut.
Gotcha.
With glaze. Yeah.
It's dirty, man. You're a dirty man.
I'm so high right now.